Let's begin with the top of the ballot, with two proposed constitutional amendments. One would create protections for voters against discrimination. The other would give crime victims more rights, like a guarantee they be notified when a perpetrator is released. There are also three non-binding referendums. Voters can weigh in on if Illinois should hike its minimum wage, keep ensuring that employers' benefits cover birth control, and if it's a good idea to create an additional tax on millionaires. Now for the most contentious race, the contest for governor. Polls say Governor Pat Quinn is neck and neck with Republican challenger Bruce Rauner, a private equity investor. There's also a third candidate, Libertarian Chad Grimm. The other statewide constitutional offices are also on the ballot. Democrats currently hold supermajorities in Illinois' General Assembly. Illinois House Republicans are trying to lessen that grip on power. Look for some tight races. Illinois Senate Democrats have no chance of losing their supermajority, but the GOP is trying to win one or two more seats. Illinois is also home to a handful of congressional contests that could be close. And longtime U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrats' majority whip, is facing off against GOP State Senator Jim Oberweis, the dairy magnate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.